As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lima's depressed about something we're going to get to here in a second. Can I just say real quick, because I have to scratch the itch, because if I don't scratch the itch, Tony, it ain't going to happen. It's going to eat away at me for the rest of the morning. I heard the promo right before the show. You wouldn't trade a fifth-round pick for a guy you're going to tank with. You'd just pick up somebody off the street, right? Of the afternoon show? Like, if you were, like, they said Kenny Pickett maybe is a guy you tank with and they just won't admit it. And I'm going, why would you trade a fifth-round pick for a guy you're going to tank with?
Yeah, you wouldn't use an asset, especially if you're tanking, like, unless you're saying, well, either scenario is a good one. Meaning, if he ends up being good, then you got a good quarterback.
But then you didn't take him to tank with.
Well, right. Well, so that's a lot of times you take a guy and it's not exactly what you planned. I agree with you that seems silly. That wouldn't be the outcome.
Well, it's just a promo. Maybe there's more context that I'm missing there. You know what I mean? But it just didn't seem to make a lot of sense. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Okay, good. Guardians won. They won again. And I want to get to that coming up here at 6:20. You are depressed, though. Tell everybody why you're depressed.
Well, basketball's coming to an end, and throughout the playoffs, feels like for 2 months, you got games every night, and now it's all coming to an end. This series, I mean, I saw Vegas thinks it's going 5 games. They think Oklahoma City
really
is going to handle the Indiana Pacers.
Games?
Well, they're huge favorites because they unlike us, were the 66-win team. Is that how many they had this year? Plus, you know, there were some anxious moments for them in that Denver series, but overall, they've looked like the best team in basketball. So, not many people are really giving the Pacers that much credit.
So, well, the Pacers beat us, then they beat the Knicks. Those aren't terrible opponents. Now, I know that the West would be better. I'm a little bit surprised that Vegas seems to only think it's 5 games. That's all. That's all I'm pointing out there. 5 games seems to be a little.
They say Oklahoma City has.
If you wanted to favor Oklahoma City, fine.
But they have the profile of an all-time great team. And that's kind of been the case throughout the entire season.
So, but you are depressed because basketball's ending.
It is ending. I don't know. I'd love to know what you have on your phone in terms of the most energy from your friends or the people you follow on social media. But obviously, NFL goes without saying. We all have endless text threads for the NFL or whatever. College football, same thing. And then it's the NBA for me. And the minute the NBA ends, for whatever reason, baseball, that's just not, maybe it's my fault for not cultivating that over time, but my friends seem to care more about the minors, about the Guardians minor teams than they do the, the big league roster. I just don't get a lot of reaction day in and day out.
APHIS text.
I get a ton of those.
My threads aren't crazy about it. Even during Browns games, because they know I don't like to be texted during Browns games if things aren't going well, because it's just like, well, I'm not your therapist, and I'm dealing with it just like you are, and I don't need to read more cuss out tweet, because I told you this before, it almost feels like you're responsible for it in some way, Like, oh, well, you just because you want the Browns to do well, and then they don't do well, and then I read the cuss-out texts about the Browns, and I'm just like, well, I don't need to add any more to this. I don't need any more horrificness of a Sunday afternoon just to read through all these nasty... Because the only thing I could say is, yeah, I know this sucks. That's the only thing I know to say in the middle of dealing with whatever they're doing.
Well, you're somebody to lean on, I think, to those people that are texting you.
But if I was there in person, that's fine, but you're texting me. I can't do anything about it, so what am I to lean on about?
Well, that's the thing about the communal experience of watching sports.
Yeah, I don't like the communal experience, I guess. Way. I like it in person, but I don't like it on the phone or on social media or anything like that.
Yeah, probably it's just because the Browns have been so bad. Had they have been good,
but I think it's almost everything.
You'd be getting fun tweets, and it would be, you know, LFG and Super Bowl, Super Browns.
I think it's almost everything. Because I told you before, like years ago, I stop live every now and then when it's positive. I will. I really don't like to live react to games because if you say something nice and then all of a sudden something goes to hell, well then you're blamed by some people on the internet and vice versa. So it's like, well, what's the point? What's the point of any of this? What's the point of having any sort of an opinion whatsoever? Then in game, I have them, but I'm not gonna let it be bothering me. So I guess I don't share the same experience as you do when it comes to sports in general, let alone that. Like, I know you got buddies who might text you during games. I don't get texted during basketball games. I don't get texted during baseball, football, anything. I used to get texted over when gambling first got opened up in Ohio. I used to get texted over NASCAR races. I remember that. Like, people wanted to know what they could get in on the NASCAR races. And I go, well, guys, they changed the car, so... It's kind of a crapshoot now. That's a whole long thing that we don't need to fire up the music and get going with. I'm just saying.
I think maybe I don't know. It's the chicken or the egg thing. Like, I'm not getting golf texts. I used to. Those are gone now.
No,
are gone. Is it because I'm not as interested in it, or is it that my friends aren't as interested, or are we all in unison not as interested? Like, PGA Championship came and went. Nothing. I used to get texts about what guys were wearing.
Yeah, no,
at the golf.
Well,
events.
Is everybody just busier now? I mean, you are older. Is that it? Is that part of it? Because I find myself not liking text as much as I don't like. I'd rather just talk on the phone for 2 seconds and get it out of the way than sit there and da 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 da. Like, I read, like, there's people who send me a book and I'm like, we could have done this in 15 seconds on a phone call, man. Jeez, Louise, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so just...
So I'm not depressed about any of that stuff. I'm not depressed.
It just stinks. It stinks that...
Feeling good, to be honest with you.
Like, that, you know, maybe some of it, like, I imagine the Dairy Brothers. I imagine their phone lights up all baseball season.
I don't know.
So it never... Do people watch baseball in that way where they're keeping tabs of the other teams at all times? Because that's... Well, what I was doing with the Cavs this year is I was watching as much Boston as I could. Turned out that was a waste of time.
Then you called people out for not watching as much Boston as they could. That was a great moment.
Turned out, didn't matter at all.
Didn't.
And Oklahoma City, I was watching them throughout the year because I was like, finals matchup, Oklahoma City, sizing them up. Baseball's just never been that way. I mean, I watched a little bit last night of the Yankees-Dodgers because we're playing the Yankees coming up.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Tuesday.
I watched a little bit, but not the way that I would watch the NBA.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yay.
I watched baseball weekend. I watched a little bit of NASCAR. I watched a little bit of Eastern Conference Finals. And that's basically what I kind of just took it all in. It's the way it was.
About the memorial.
But I didn't.
Did you watch any of the golf?
I saw more. You know what? I saw more on Thursday. And then that was it. So the
Saturday, it was preempted. On CBS, which is weird to see the memorial. You had to go to the golf channel until like 5 o'clock.
What was on CBS?
There was soccer. There was Champions League.
Oh, they pay a hell of a lot of money for that Champions
League. But it was weird not to see
the Champions League final.
But to see, I don't know what it was, but to see.
They pay a hell of a lot of money for that.
To see Jack's tournament relegated on a Saturday, moving day, to the Golf Network, it was just bizarre. Just another thing for Jack Nicklaus to bitch about. That seems to be all he does these days.
Yeah. Hold on. Can I just say this? This is the second time you said that in front of me about Jack Nicklaus. I like him bitching.
Oh,
I enjoy the complaining.
I've never seen a guy who seems so miserable be one of the icons of sports.
I disagree. I totally disagree. And the reason I disagree is I love the way he does it. He is very... It is not just crybaby old man stuff the way that you would see from other guys who are a little older and in their sport. I mean, Jack Nicklaus has to be, what, 85? I'm guessing. How old is Jack? The Golden Bear's got to be in his mid-80s. I think he is so sarcastic, and the way he does it, he puts the thin veil over it for you, and you have to do it. I think he's a great presenter of his complaint. I enjoy him so much.
I'm just wondering how a guy worth half a billion dollars just seems miserable
because he's,
every day. He's been around golf. Think about the sport.
He's 85.
Think about, he's been like this for 30 years, it seems like.
Doesn't matter to me. I've enjoyed it for 30 years.
Who's had a better life than Jack Nicklaus that you never know it by seeing that dude's press conferences? Just misery. You made money golfing.
He's a steward of the game, though, and he doesn't like where the game is going, apparently. Would you, if you were the biggest name in PGA for, what was it? It would be probably 30 years, and then Tiger Woods comes along, and now you share the mantle. Between you, Tiger, Arnie, and then like old guys from like the 20s and 30s, like those guys. If you were one of those guys, and then all of a sudden you have LIV Golf as it is, like we've said it before, LIV has totally taken my enjoyment away from professional golf because it's like, well, you get to see these guys. I mean, we've done it a million times. Well, his name is golf. So if you were Jack Nicklaus, I think he has every right to be upset. He has every right to be a curmudgeon about it. It's not just pulling a crank start and he says the same things. He's got something new every time. And I'm sorry, I disagree with you. I enjoy it. I enjoy his barbs. So if you're gonna be upset here, this is gonna be a pretty damn depressing summer for you, Tone. You're gonna be really depressed.
Like, can you imagine LeBron James 40 years from now just being miserable every day?
Guarantee you.
As the guy's worth $2 billion.
I guarantee you he will be that way. I guarantee you. He's a competitor. They're all competitors. So I guarantee I don't think Jack Nicklaus is upset every day over something.
I see him, he is.
Well, if he doesn't like the way things are being ran, then he don't like the way things are being ran. If he's going to use his influence and his name to try to change things, I don't mind him using his influence and his name to try to change things. Boy, you seem to be in a worse mood than Jack Nicklaus right now. At least what you accuse him of being.
Well, it feels like...
What the hell are we going to do to get you in a good mood?
Well, it's weird.
Judas Priest.
You got the Browns, apparently, according to Pro Football Focus, the worst roster in the NFL. They had him ranked 32nd. Five and a half wins, according to Vegas. So it's like the Browns, as much as you've tried to get me excited about their offseason, it doesn't seem like people outside of Cleveland are buying it.
You can't say it's not interesting. Okay, what about Guardians?
They had a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
Great weekend. It was looking bleak on Saturday when they were down, what, four? Was it 4-1?
Four nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And then see what happens.
It was looking really, really bad. And then they righted the ship completely. Yesterday was an awesome performance by Gavin.
What about wild-ass trades involving Darius Garland and the Minnesota Timberwolves at 720? Are you more interested in something
like
that?
Who are we getting? Depends. Who are we getting?
I'm not going to give away what we can sell, but people are saying wild things right now. I mean, you're the one who wants to shake things up. You're not excited shaking it up.
I am always.
Okay, so what's the point of being depressed?
Yeah, I'm the wrong guy. I saw some people tweeting at me, why do you want to change the Cavs? I'm like, I'm the wrong person to talk about this stuff. Because in hypotheticals, I'm always about trying to make all the teams better. And if that means trading guys on all the teams, I will do it at any point, at least in conversation, just philosophically. Like, that's what we're here to do. I can't just assume all my sports teams will just get better every year and magically win championships.
Well, no.
I don't think real GMs do that either.
But you don't need to be all depressed.
I think real GMs actually have conversations with other real GMs and talk about these things. Yet there's no bigger defenders of the status quo, I think, sometimes than the Homer fans. They just as much as my whole life it was trade talk, like, let's go get that guy. Let's go get that guy. For some reason in the NBA and Cavs fans, they just don't want to trade anybody. It flies so counter to my entire life talking about sports that the fans here just will never even entertain bringing in anybody else.
This is some strong stuff by you. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel now after that sentence?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I just want to make sure. For you.
You disagree with everything I'm saying, or you got
to a certain level.
Okay,
to a certain level, I think it reaches its crescendo, and then I think that there are big meltdowns, and I've been part of that before. But I need you to. It's going to be okay. The finals, even if it's only five, it's going to be okay. You'll get your summer league.
I'm
and all
excited
that crap.
For the finals. Don't get me wrong. I'll watch every game of the finals. I'll be staying up late for these games. They go 3 hours.
Are you serious?
Yeah, these games go about 3 hours. They don't start till, 8:30?
All right, something to be more positive about. David Fry yesterday. I hope you saw him pinch hit.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.